Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Welcome to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I'm Wanda Adams, and for the next 45 minutes, I will be your radio host. Boy, do we have a show in store for you today. We have an awesome woman that will be our special guest. She's none other than Phyllis Cadell M., noted publicist, and the author of Do-It-Yourself Publicity. Those too cheap or too broke to hire a publicist. So you want to tweet somebody, call them, let them know that this is a show for you, because she's going to provide a wealth of information to make you better and to assist you in casting your vision. I want to start out and wish all those mothers a happy Mother's Day. And remember, don't just celebrate Mother's Day once a year, that everybody that has imparted into your life, you need to let them know that you love them daily. I want to kind of set the atmosphere. We were just listening to Princess Roche, and that was her latest single, Faith. And I wanted to set the atmosphere for our guest. This woman is phenomenal. I am glad to call her a friend of mine. She has been doing public relations for over 16 years. She's the owner and CEO of PC Public Relations and Management. She has represented many award-winning recording artists and actors who have had national appearances on shows like Oprah Winfrey Show, The Tonight Show, CNN, and Access Hollywood. She's the author of Do-It-Yourself Publicity, and with no further ado, we're going to bring our special guest on the line, and she's none other than Phyllis Cadell M. Hey, Phyllis, and welcome to Marketing Ministry, the radio show.
Hey, Wanda, that was an excellent introduction. I hope I live up to it.
Oh, you know you will. We thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang out with us.
Not a problem. My pleasure.
Well, good. We're going to jump right into it. I want to let our listeners know the phone lines are open. If you want to call in and you have any questions for Phyllis, you can dial in to 971-932-1720 and press 1 to speak to the host. Again, that number is 971-932-1720. Now, Phyllis, we're going to jump right into it. Share with our listeners, what is a publicist?
What is a publicist?
Yeah.
That's me. No, I'm just kidding. a publicist is basically the specialists who practice public relations. They prepare and distribute publicity material through various mediums using various tools such as like press releases, media alerts, bios, that kind of thing. It's the person who you want to represent you if you have a product or you have something that you want to tell the public about. A publicist, that person is kind of like your mouthpiece. They get the word out, and they, like I said, using various public relations tools to get the word out and create awareness for whatever it is that you wanting to get out there. Basically, I just tell people we're glorified salespeople, because that's what we're doing. We're selling. We are selling all day long, trying to convince and sell.
Okay. And, you know, I wanted you to explain that, because a lot of people don't understand what a publicist is and why they need one.
Well, like I said, the publicist is somebody who reps you, and they're the liaison between the media and whatever other audience, your target audience that you are trying to address for whatever product, whatever event, whatever it is you're trying to get out there. And you need one because, for the most part, what makes a publicist, a good publicist, is relationships and contacts. And that is why you definitely need one, because, one, it makes you look better. It makes you look like, you know, that you're important, that you really have something to talk about. Why would you hire a publicist if you didn't want to pay the money to, you know, really be represented in a certain way so people take you seriously? And two, it's those contacts that you need. You need those contacts with the media, with radio, TV, magazines, newspapers, to get it out there faster and diligently, and, you know, to the point where it makes a difference between the other person who, you know, may not have one, unfortunately, but can still do a good job. But it just maximizes everything. So it is good. It is, you said, why do we need one? That is why you need one. Basically, it's just like you wouldn't go to court without an attorney if it was, you know, a certain if you were convicted for murder, are you going to, well, even though some people do represent themselves.
I was getting ready to say that. You got
you know, some people
some
do
nuts.
Represent them. They do
you
represent themselves,
nuts.
But if you know, if you're in a position where you can hire a publicist, it is better because they, you know, they're the specialists in that field, and they pretty much know what they're doing, and they have the contacts. And it just wastes, it just helps. It helps. It just boosts everything.
I know.
You know?
And you know, just as you were saying, you know, the Bible tells us that it's a fool that counsels themselves. And unless you have that expertise or you gleaning from somebody like yourself that can impart that information into you, and we're going to get into that in a minute when we talk about your book, but you have to have the wisdom and knowledge to represent yourself.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
A lot of people may think that publicists are just for celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true, correct?
No, it is not true. It is not true. It's for anyone who has something that they feel is newsworthy enough and they want to generate awareness and really get the word out. It's for doctors, it's for lawyers, it's for major companies, it's for events, it's for magazines, you know,
mm-hmm.
for anybody who needs more ammunition to spread the word like crazy, seriously. And so anybody can use it. I mean, I've seen people, your wedding planners use it. I've seen, it's amazing when I start seeing doctors use it. But that's why doctors, when you see doctors on like Access Hollywood or entertainment shows like that, and they call on them as experts in their field, that's because the doctors hired a publicist to position them to be that person. So then they call them, they're experts in the field, and of course it's all about the branding and people getting familiar with the same doctor. Of course, you know their business is going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to get more business, they're going to make more money, and basically that is the objective. So anyone could have a publicist. Auto mechanic. If you have a great story, or if you have some, you know, if you can position yourself as a specialist, you should definitely have a publicist.
Now, listeners, you hear that? If you have an idea, even if it hasn't manifested yet, if you have a product or whatever or a service, you need to glean from the information that Phyllis is providing you and understand why you need a publicist. Or, you know, in this next segment, we're getting ready to talk to, if you can't afford a publicist, another resource that she offers. We know that you have your book, Do-It-Yourself Publicity, Those Too Cheap or Too Broke to Hire a Publicist. How did
mm-hmm.
you come up with that title? Because that's funny, Phyllis.
You know what, Wanda? I get so many calls from people wanting or thinking that they need a publicist, and they're gung-ho about it, and they're ready to do it, and, you know, let's go. And I end up just really consulting them on the phone, and then they hang up, and they say, well, before they hang up, they say, thank you so much. You know, well, we'll call back. And they never call back. And so one day, I guess I was just in a mood, and one day I got a call from someone who bugged me till no end, unfortunately. They asked so many questions, and I was so patient with them. I mean, seriously, about 45 minutes of my time. And once I told them, I gave them a wealth of information, and then once I told them how much it cost, they were like, oh, I can't pay that. Oh, you know, and the whole tone changed and everything, which is okay, that's fine. And so I said, thank you very much, and I hung up, and then I said, you know what, do it yourself. And it clicked. I said, do it yourself. And I was like, and then you know, I had my little self-venting session. And I was like, you know, people, they're so cheap. And da-da-da. And then I was going at it. And I said, hey. And that's how it came out. I said, you know, they're either too cheap or they're either too broke. And most people fit in either one of those categories. They're either too cheap They have the money, but they don't want to spend it. They don't want to spend it on much of anything. Or they don't have the money and they desperately need it, but they're just too broke to hire one. So I figured I could get both groups with this book because you're either or, you know. Basically, when you really come down to it, and especially in today's economy, you know, most of us are too broke. So I totally understand. And that's how it came up. The book had been in my head for years. I had been jotting down information and just, you know, putting things together, working out certain titles and the whole thing, how I was going to separate the book and organize it. And once the title came to me, it was easier to just flow and finish the book. But that is really how I like to think that that person, whoever called me, they annoy me so much, I came up with the title.
So they just really launched you into your destiny.
They really did. See, they were godsend.
Well, you got to be careful. I know. They may be calling you, asking you for royalties.
Okay.
Then, okay, you owe me now.
Exactly.
Now, Phyllis, what is one of the most important things a person should do or should know when they're representing themselves, when they decide they want to do it themselves?
One of the most important things that you should do when you're representing yourself is create an alter ego. And you
okay.
think that's funny. Well, I think it's funny. No. Create an alter ego. And I say that seriously because if you're going to represent yourself, you're going to have to come up with a different name and a different sound and the whole thing. Because in this business, especially in publicity and public relations, you always want to appear larger than you are.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started my company, I had an alter ego because I worked by myself, and I didn't want people to think I was just a one-woman business. And so I would create my voice and my name, and I would call on behalf of my company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always, you know, people just pay more attention to you. They respect you more for some reason when it seems as though you have a team working for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you're going to do it yourself, definitely create that alter ego and really get into it, and that alter ego becomes someone who works for you. The other thing is to be professional. Be very professional at all times. You know, be able to have phone etiquette is so important. Make sure if you're going to send something out with your phone number, and make sure when people call, they can find you. And make sure when they call you, you don't have any, like, kids crying in the background or people screaming or, you know, it just has to be as professional as possible. The other thing, there's so many. I'm just trying to point out the main things that, you know, you said people make, okay, because, you know, I forgot the question. You said
one of the most important things. We don't want to give it all to them because if they want full insight, they need to go and purchase your book.
This is true.
Uh-huh.
But, what else? You know what? You have to discipline yourself. Discipline yourself and make sure that you do your research. That's very, very important. If you want to be in a certain magazine or on a certain TV show, then do your research. Watch the show. Watch it. Make sure you know who the producer is, who the talent booker is if they have one. You know, watch the credits. If you want to be in a certain magazine, make sure you know, if you're a chef, make sure you know who the food editor is, and make sure you even fit the format of that magazine. That's extremely important. That's the main thing because, you know, if you are a chef and you pitch a beauty magazine just because it's a magazine and you want to be in magazines, you clearly haven't done your homework and they're clearly not going to return your call or just, you know, yeah, they're clearly going to ignore you because they know that you didn't do your homework and you're wasting their time. So that's the number one, is to make sure you do your research and be thorough and discipline yourself. Those are keys.
Now, on the flip side of that, tell us what is the one major mistake that a person does when they're representing themselves? What is the most common mistake a person makes when they're trying to do it themselves?
What is the most common mistake? Not doing their homework. Really, honestly. That is so important. Not doing their homework, not knowing their target audience or their target market, and not following through or following up. Because if you put something out there, it's not just going to land somewhere and, hey, I got a press release, placed, or they're going to call me for an interview. You must have excellent follow-up skills. If you call the person or if you send a press release out, then you have to follow up with the call to make sure that either, one, they received it, two, if they're interested, and three, if you need to send it again, basically, which happens a lot. So follow through. That is just so important. That's definitely the biggest mistake people make, and that's one you definitely have to do.
Now, what should a person do to write an effective press release?
To write an effective press release, well, there's different parts of a press release. There's the title, the lead, and there's the body, and there's a conclusion. And the most important part of a press release is to have a very compelling title. You want a title where you're going to make the reporter or the editor want to read on. For example, let's see. Like, say for instance, you're writing a press release about a couple getting married. And so your press release says, an Ohio couple ties the knot in a historical church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what? I mean, as opposed to a naked Ohio couple ties the knot bungee jumping.
Uh-huh.
Okay, which one are you going to want to read?
I don't know. I want to see about the naked couple. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, seriously. I mean, which one would you want to read? I mean, which one sparks your interest? Which one will either make you laugh or make you like, what the crap? Let me see. You're gonna want to read on. So you have to come up with that compelling title that will make the reader want to read on. And then in that first paragraph, you have to make sure you do the who, what, when, why, where. Who is it about? Where is it going to be? If it's an event, what is this about? You have to have those W's: the who, what, when, why, where. That's very important, very imperative. And then in the body, you just kind of support your lead, and you should add, if you're an aspiring artist, recording artist, and you're performing somewhere, it definitely should be about that, or those kind of things. Give them enough. So you tell the story, and one thing I like to do with my press releases is almost make it, and pretty much it is a story, because a lot of times these media outlets don't have a lot of staff to call you and interview you, but if it's written well enough, they can just put it in verbatim. You wrote it, and they like it. You wrote it a well-written press release, and they'll just put it in. And then the last thing is a conclusion. Make sure you conclude. You have a great conclusion. That's pretty much it. But that title is like the most important, because if you don't have a good title, they're just going to go, not interested, and move on.
Okay. Now, Phyllis, what is reputation management?
Reputation management.
Mm-hmm.
That is, we don't say reputation management. I think you're,
you don't know what that is, sir.
No, reputation, no, we don't use reputation. I think you mean like as far as when something is negative and you have to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Make it okay. We it's not reputation. Well, I mean, I don't use that term. That term.
What is the correct term?
Don't ask me that, because my memory is horrible. It's crisis management.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is crisis management?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's when you have to go in and clean up the mess that your clients made.
Mm-hmm.
That is when you have to go in and change a negative to a positive in different ways. And I think the most recent crisis management example would be Chris Brown singing at the fight for who was that just played? Mayweather and what was the other guy's name? Shoot.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I'm not into boxing, but I know what you're talking about. It was just the fight that came out
yeah.
this past week. Mm-hmm.
Chris Brown sang the national anthem at the fight. And, you know, there's been so much negative press on him, so much, to the point where I think, in my opinion, that they did a great job in having him there for the world to see because, you know, and who doesn't watch boxing except for Wanda? But
but why would you, Phyllis, why would you book Chris Brown at a fight?
No, and, you know, and to because, you know, you have so many viewers, and why not put him in the spotlight and show, you know, that side of him so people can start thinking better things of him. And, you know, he made a mistake. Clearly made a mistake. Okay, you know. So I think that was a good one. Another one is could be like, say, for instance, you have just, okay, although in his case, I think they waited too long to come back with something positive, but they did do it. So I think it you know, will have people think differently about him. But it's anything that, like, say, for instance, you have two celebrities and they, I don't know, this whole Chris Brown and Rihanna thing is so great because it was so huge. But they should, now that what they could have done is come right back to show, to start showing the public on, like, if, you know, he does this, how many charities he's given to, and he knows that he has a problem, and how many times he's gotten help for this problem, and you know, and things of that nature, or he just donated $100,000 to a battered women's organization, that kind of stuff. So you come back really fast with something to try and clear your client's name and keep them a positive figure in the public. So that's crisis management, just cleaning up the mess that your clients have made, basically, and to make sure that they get a positive, continue that positive image of them. It can be done in so many different ways.
Okay. Now, what are some of the services that you provide?
My company provides media relations, which is we pretty much deal with the media on a day-to-day basis, and we make sure our clients are placed in different magazines or in newspapers or on talk shows, depending on, you know, if they have newsworthy stories, of course. So we do a lot with the media publicity as far as, you know, getting them to present at award shows, and, of course, we make sure they walk the red carpet in their interview, that sort of thing. Imaging, we do imaging for aspiring artists. You know, we get their image to coincide with their music because that's very important, or whatever it is you're selling, you have to look like your product. So we help them with that as far as clothing they wear, the way they speak and that kind of thing. So we do PR coaching as far as coaching to make sure that they're speaking properly and they can articulate certain things, depending on if they're going on a TV talk show or whatnot. And what you hear me saying, like, that kind of thing is just not cool. I'm doing it, but I can teach it better than I can, you know, display it. But that's one of the things that we try and teach our clients, not say, or you know what I mean, you know what I mean, because that's very irritating.
A lot.
Like those kind of, yeah, like this, like that. So we try to make sure that they just articulate and speak properly for their interviews, because when people see that, they want to have them on their shows, or they want to deal with them because, like, okay, they have sense. Yeah.
okay, let's book them. They can hold a conversation. They can hold an interview. So we do that. And what else do we do? We do ad copy for, like, your websites and things like that. And, of course, we do bio writing, press release writing, ghost writing. If that's the, you know, when somebody wants to write a book, and sometimes we ghost write. It just depends. But our main thing is media relations.
So you offer a plethora of services.
Yes, we do.
We just received an email, Phyllis, and someone wanted to know, how important is branding?
Branding. How important is branding? Branding is so important, it's not even funny, because you want to make sure you get the name of your company, the name of your product, the name of whatever, you want to make sure you get that out there just as much as you get what you're doing for that company or for that product out there. So they go hand in hand, PR and branding, pretty much. I think it's extremely important because at the same time, if you're talking about Cheerios all the time, but you're not saying who it's made by, then you're not doing 100% of a job.
Okay.
You know, or if you're talking about a pair of shoes you design, but you're not showing us the logo and the name of the designer, then it's halfway, basically. So branding is extremely important because that's how you get your name out there. And branding is, it's in your face and it's repetitious and it's just like a commercial. When you see it over and over and over and over again, it sticks in your head. So that's how you should brand. You should always, it's something that's done over and over and over again, and you're throwing your logo or your design or whatever it is, a name of a company, in the public's face to the point where they know it right off the bat. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's how important it is. It's important because it sells your product. Definitely helps sell your product.
Now, if someone wanted to reach you, if they wanted to pick up a copy of your book, how could they reach you?
You can email me at PCPUB, that's PCPub, at earthlink.net, PCPub at earthlink.net. And you can either go to Amazon.com and get the book, or you can go to my website, which is PCPublicRelations.com, and purchase the book.
Okay. Now, is there anything else or any other information that you just want to share with our listeners to encourage them about casting their vision and stepping out? Because I know a lot of times people have good concepts and good ideas, or they may have a product already ready, but they just don't know how to get started. So what did you share with our listeners about, other than calling you?
Don't call me if you don't have no money. I'm just kidding.
Lord Jesus,
no.
Phyllis.
No, I'm so kidding, because you know what? I am one of those publicists who is so for the underdog. You know, I try and help out people who are just starting out any way I can, because, you know, there were people there to help me when I first started, and I never forget things like that. I never forget how God blessed me and how it was so easy for him to just open all the doors for me to start. And I see people struggling, and I see that, and I don't, you know, it doesn't take that much time out of my day to help people. And we do, we consult as well. That's one of the services we offer. We consult, usually about maybe 30 minutes, but then after that we charge. It's a pretty good fee. We charge for consulting, but we do consult. Like, if you want to send me an email and ask me a few questions, I don't have a problem with answering them at all. That's just not a problem. And you asked me a question, and you know I forgot. You said, what can I share? What can I share?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you said? Yeah. Share. if you're one of those people who you know, want to do it yourself, I'm that kind of person. I buy self-help books like crazy, and I'll just read it, and then I know how to do it. That's just me. but some people just don't have either the time or the patience. If you really don't have the time or patience, don't get into it. Don't try to do it because it's going to look like you don't have the time or the patience. If you are someone who can, like, maybe purchase my book and read it step-by-step and know what to do, make sure, if you're not a writer, to either get someone to write it or use, like, one of the templates in my book and then have someone edit it for you before you send it out, because whenever you send something out in writing, that represents you, and that's the first thing people see. So you want to make sure, if you're not a writer, hire someone to write. And you can go to a college. You can go to a college and have somebody write it for you. You know, they'll charge you a little fee, but have them write it. Or you can get a bio writer or a press release writer, someone professional to do it. But make sure it's done right before you send it out there. That's the biggest thing.
Well, Phyllis, are you ready to take a question? I see that we have a caller on the line.
Uh-oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to bring our caller on the line. I see that we have Talene on the line. Talene, you have a question for Phyllis?
Yes, I do. How are you today, Miss Wanda? Hello, Phyllis.
I'm doing well.
Wonderful.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. My question is, what is the most difficult thing to get a person who is, you know, trying to do things themselves? What are the major pitfalls that they seem to fall into when they're trying to do it themselves?
Not enough time, not enough patience, and just being unprofessional, not diligent enough to stick to it. They don't have that, like, stick-to-itiveness. They kind of give up, because it's really frustrating. And it's just one thing they have to understand is that it's not a one-time shot, you know. I've had clients that I've been trying to get on certain TV shows for years, and finally happens. So it's that tenacity that you have to instill, and that diligence.
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Phyllis, you know, sometimes folks like for us to name drop. So who are some of the people that you've represented? Let the people know who you are now. You're not playing about this thing.
I'm not playing, huh?
You're not playing. You're not playing.
Some of the clients that I've worked with, some of the artists, Mary, Shirley Caesar, Out of Eaton, Israel Houghton, Ty Tribbett, Kim Burrell, Tone. I've worked with a lot of artists. Dana Cadell is one. Broderick Rice, comedian. Tommy Ford, the actor. Wendy Raquel Robinson, the actress of The Game. Who else? Gee whiz. A lot. You know, I can't remember everybody, but I've done a lot. The Gospel Music Channel, they're one of my clients.
Do I need to help
on.
You out?
Yeah, go for it.
You've done Broderick Rice?
I said that.
You didn't say that. But
I
she
did
is a
say
woman.
That.
She's a woman of great experience. She's very humble. In my opinion, she's one of the best in the business, and I give her props from that. Phyllis is a very humble woman, and she will give you the best direction and guidance that she could possibly give you. So if you're looking for a publicist and you got some money, call Phyllis. No, I'm just kidding.
Hilarious, Wanda.
We have a little humor. You got to have fun.
Yes, definitely. I'm nuts. People know that I'm just nuts. I have fun. I like what I do, and, you know, no pressure. Just try and get it done.
And she is one of the best in the business, and so you should be taking notes, and you should be tweeting and telling somebody that this was a show for them. She provided us with a lot of good information to help us, you know, cast vision and to market our products. And so we need to do that because whether we realize it or not, there is a certain procedure and protocol that you have to follow.
Definitely. Definitely.
And if you don't follow it, you won't advance the way
you
want
to. Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right. It just takes, you know, and anything that you want to do is going to take a lot of work. You know?
A lot of work.
You know,
so,
and if you can't stick to it, don't start it. That's just for real. If you can't stick to it, just don't start it. She'll be sorry.
And that's true. You have to be consistent in all that you do, and you have to have a solid foundation in all that you do. You know, a mm-hmm. lot of times, you know, you go out and you do your, whether it's your CD or whatever, and you think that's the hardest part. No, that's the easiest part.
That's the easy part. I know a lot of people who have CDs, you know, completed, and they're just sitting there because they don't know what to do as far as marketing, promotions, and PR, or they don't have the money to do it, you know. So that's the easy part.
Absolutely. Well, Phyllis, I thank you for joining us today. I thank you for depositing into us your wealth of knowledge. And don't send me no bill because I'm not going to pay you. This
You're
is how
silly.
We do. But I thank you so much, and I hope that you come back and do our show again. And
for sure.
Before I let you go, tell our listeners where to contact you at again and where to pick up your book.
Okay, you guys can email me at pcpub@earthlink.net, and you can buy my book at www.pcpublicrelations.com. And believe me, you will. I have people who call me saying, "Oh my God, your book has helped me so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When are you going to do the second one?" And I am trying to complete my second book, so it will be out there, and it'll be continuing with different PR tips and more on the social media side. But yeah, so pcpub@earthlink.net. That's my email, and pcpublicrelations.com is my website.
Well, Phyllis, thank you for hanging out with us. You be blessed, and enjoy your Mother's Day.
I shall. You do the same. Happy Mother's Day, Wanda, and everybody else who's on the call, if you're mothers. Thank
All
you
right.
so
thank
much
you
for having
Phyllis.
Me.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
You were just listening to Phyllis Cadell. She's a publicist and the author of Do-It-Yourself Publicity, Those Too Cheap and Too Broke to Hire a Publicist. We're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to come back with our show. Don't go anywhere.
It's coming to Savannah.
To Savannah.
The Discovering Yourself 2010 Youth Conference, May 21st. At 7 p.m. at Victory Bible Fellowship. This is an outlet for all youth throughout the Metro Savannah area to discover who they really are. Conference host and guest speaker Tiny Seaborough will encourage our youth to discover the power of knowing themselves, develop positive confessions, and experience a new makeover. There will be three powerful breakout sessions and a gospel concert competition with special guest performances by Princess Roche and Nazarene. Don't miss the Discovering Yourself 2010 Youth Conference. For more information, call
912-401-4105, 912-401-4105,
or on the web at discoveringyourself2010.eventbrite.com.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I'm Wanda Adams, and our show is coming to a close. I hope you enjoyed Phyllis Cadell. She had a lot of information to share. And, you know, we are marketing ministry. We're all about advancing the kingdom of God. And we just don't want to entertain you. We want to provide you with the resources that will make a difference in your life. And if you're looking to get you some radio play, check out Spherical One Internet Radio Station, and that's at www.spherical1.com. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week Christian radio station, and if you submit your music, they'll give you some play. Also, check out Gospel Innovations at www.gospelinnovation.com. They showcase the best in gospel innovations, whether you are a minister, you have a terrific website, whether you are an artist, they'll profile your music. So check out Gospel Innovations. And you can also check out Glow Magazine online. They're ladies lighting the world from the inside out. They're not just a magazine. They're a platform for all those who have a kingdom agenda. So you can submit your music to Glow, and they'll profile you if you meet their criteria. Again, I'm Wanda Adams with Marketing Ministry. Email us at marketingministry at live.com if you want to get your music played on our show or if you want to be a guest. Again, the address is marketingministry@live.com. So you can hit us up that way. Visit our website, www.marketingministry.com, and follow us on Blogspot. We thank you so much. And in closing, we just want to encourage you to be all you can be in Christ Jesus. And make sure you tune in next week, same time, 2 p.m., while with our special guest will be Amy Rushes. Remember, tune in next Saturday, May 15, at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be live with Amy Rushes. God bless you and market your ministry.